depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Today is January 21st, National Hug Day. This is a tough day for me. I'm a recovering hug addict. Hugs had such a tight grip on my life until I sought help at a hug rehab center. So on National Hug Day, I just say no to hugs.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
Hello.
A U.S. judge in Texas issuing a nationwide injunction barring the federal government from enforcing President Biden's requirement that federal workers without qualifying medical or religious exemptions be vaccinated for COVID-19. The Justice Department says it will appeal that judge's ruling. Restaurants and bars will close early in Tokyo and a dozen other areas across Japan beginning today as Japanese officials widen the COVID-19 restrictions there. That's due to the Omicron variant, causing cases to surge to new highs in metropolitan areas. Stocks extending their losses on Wall Street today as major indexes finished with another weekly loss. The Dow was down 450 points. The Nasdaq lost 385 and the S&P dropped 84. This is SRN News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
LGB. 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 LGB.
They say LGB everywhere I go. LGB. What it means? I don't know. LGB. Whatever it is. LGB. Kamala, help me, please. Please.
Alrighty then.
Thank you. LGB.
That let's go, Brandon. Right?
LGB.
This means let's go, Brandon.
No. LGB.
Sounds like let's go, Brandon. I guess.
LGB.
All right.
Let's go, Brandon.
I am Cornholio.
Chant.
LGB.
Right wing and left wing.
LGB.
Go, you know the thing.
LGB.
If you don't say that back.
LGB.
And you ain't black.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
FJB. Let's go, Brandon.
I'm Joe Biden, and I forgot this message.
Again, that's part of the Brandon Collection here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's 4:05. And there's Jen Psaki. She actually went on Fox the other day to try and clean up one of Joe's messes. And today she said, well, because so many Democrats are angry too. Go to a kickboxing class or just go get a margarita. This is where they're at now. This is how they're spinning this disaster in the White House.
I thought she was quitting at the end of last year. That's what she said.
Who'd want that job?
Yeah.
How can you stand there in front of a media, and there's always a few people there that will ask a tough question, like Peter Ducey. He has been pretty good. And you sell your, you have to feel like a whore because you have sold your soul, your integrity, to stand there and knowingly tell lie after lie after lie. At some point, that's got to get to you if you have any semblance of a conscience. I'm just saying. It's all Request Friday, 272-9228.
What's one you haven't played in a while? I'm trying to think this through.
Yeah. We can, here, one easy way to find out is to, we can run a length sort.
A length sort?
Yes. Yeah, we can.
That doesn't sound appropriate.
No, but it, of course, that's where vulgar minds go.
Mm-hmm.
But we can go to the, like, the 3 minute, everything's ranked, stacked. I don't want to use that word either. Everything is ranked by its length. So that's where you find the bits that are a little more developed. You know, some Norm stuff. There's the prank phone. We haven't played Sigmund Ezebo in a long time.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this.
Yeah, that's the one I want to play, too. The Transatlantic Highway.
Yes.
That's a great one.
Tom Mabe. We haven't played Tom Mabe in ages. Gary Owens, the Golden Voice Broadcasting. That's more, you know, for old school types. What else do we got? Remember that Andrew Klavan Investigates?
Oh, it's so good.
It still stands the test of time, even though it's kind of old. That goes back to when you were just a sprout here.
I know. Of all the folks over there at Daily Wire, all the hosts, I think Klavan's my favorite.
I know which one we got to play.
Oh, he's excited, Rosie.
Well, we've been having a little fun with it. On the morning show, like Brian Jewelry, our sponsor. Best place to go for Valentine's Day. And that starts with Frank Caliendo.
Hey, Justin, what are you doing?
I'm building a birdhouse as a Valentine's present for my mom.
Gee, it doesn't look like it's going so well.
No kidding.
Hey, folks, John Mann here reminding you to ace the place for Valentine's Day. Now, Justin, have a little help with that birdhouse.
All right!
Ace carries a full line of power tools to make any Valentine's project a snap. Like this bad boy. The Barracuda combo drill and staple gun. Just hold the wood together for me, Justin.
Hey, John, how can you tell which part is the drill and which is the staple gun?
Well, it's easy. What you do is you just line it up like this and then you pull the trigger right.
Oh, my God, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, Justin, I'm just free. I can staple my friggin' nutsack to my body. I thought it would be a good idea to build a friggin' birdhouse with a machine gun. Nothing says Valentine's like a giant table saw. When you need a job like a birdhouse done right, the Barracuda Industrial Miner always fits the bill. Just hold the wood for me, Justin.
Isn't the saw kind of big for the job?
Oh, would you grow a pair?
I think he slices open his abdomen.
Right.
Let's just use this pneumatic nail gun. Hold the wood for me, Justin. Here we go. Ah! In my freaking butt! The damn thing to make me through that dirt! What's this diamond cutter, huh? Hey, hold the wood for me, Justin. You know, I'm just used to this pain now. We'll just use this giant spike sledgehammer. Hold it for me, Justin. Hold it! Oh! Right in my spine!
Can we just stop? This is insane!
Why don't we just go buy a birdhouse and be done with it?
You want a bird? Huh? Here's a bird! Build a house for that, you bastards! Now remember, Ace doesn't only have power tools that can kill you. They have regular tools, too, like this plain old hammer and nails. Hold the wind for me, Justin.
Wow, it's great.
Mom will love it.
So remember, folks, Ace is the place for Valentine's Day.
By the way, it's Valentine's, not Valentine's.
Go f*** a pony, Justin. I got sacked halfway in turtle organs. If I want to call it Valentine's Day, I will call it Valentine's Day.
I believe that's what he did when we had Frank Caliendo on as a guest. He did a special shout-out to somebody we used to work with.
Hey, you know, John Madden here. Happy Valentine's Day to the Cougar. Boom, there you go.
Jeez, stay consistent with the Valentine's Day theme.
Oh, that's great.
Love it. All right, we got a couple of calls. Jason.
Hey, I hope y'all are having a wonderful afternoon. Good to hear Joey back on making some guest appearances.
We hear that every time he's on the show. It's good to hear Joey back with his mentor.
Hey, I do remember a time, I think you were having a foot or ankle problem, and a caller called in.
I don't remember that.
I remember it.
Gave you a little advice, and that's a funny bit. So,
yeah,
I'd love to hear that if you don't mind.
Well, we had 40 other requests. So we'll put it on the list.
Wow. Greg, yes. I think we have a couple hours of time.
Where's the BS meter when you need it?
Yes. Somebody knows you well, Greg.
Yes. All right.
Play the thing coming up. We need the relief, truly.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
From the news, because the news just, it's nonstop suck.
I got good news.
What is it?
I just negotiated a $250,000 house to be sold.
Woohoo!
Nicely done.
I cannot say I'm surprised. This seems to be just another day for Eddie Bader, who is better at this than anybody I know.
Thank you, Greg.
Lobster here?
Actually, are you guys, it's funny, there is a lobster truck in Wetumpka tonight, a food truck, and yes, I'm stopping on the way home.
Oh, wow. A lobster truck?
I saw on Facebook, there's a lobster truck at like one of the local places there today, a food truck. And
celebrating.
Yeah, I called my wife, I was like, hey, put the pork chops in the refrigerator, I'm getting lobster.
You could get an early start on Valentine's Day.
That's a good idea. Like that.
Okay, that's great. My stepson has plans to head to Delaware.
Really?
So, you may have a listing.
I can help you. I can help you on both ends.
But to go where? That's the thing. You know the thing.
Yeah, I know.
I love our neighborhood.
That's it? Where are you going
to
go?
Maybe we'll rent that room to Crawdad.
Good idea.
Hey, Crawdad.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm upset. You said lobster truck, you know. You just toss the poor lobsters in there and you start to boil them, but they tell you that that's painful, right?
Didn't hurt me none.
Why are we going to punish the poor lobsters by boiling them like that? That's just wrong. The least they could do would be to rub some bacon on it.
Oh, no. What a route, what a backdoor way to get a request in, Crawdad.
Yeah, I'm learning.
But we could do that for you. We could do that.
You guys have fun.
Thank you, Crawdad.
We certainly try. All right, we're going to hit the traffic dungeon, get some local news. Our most electrifying story of the day is still in front of us here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Rich's forecast ahead as well. At 4:14, 272-9228.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic as we're into the 4 o'clock hour. We're seeing a little more congestion now on East Boulevard from Vaughan up to I-85. Northeast Boulevard from Ware's Ferry to the Wetumpka Highway, and a lot of outbound traffic on Congressman Dickinson and 231 to Wetumpka. I-65 and 85, got no problems there around Central Alabama. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us an all clear as well. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughan. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alice Askew with Alabama News Network. ASU and MPS are partnering with Alabama Department of Public Health to provide vaccinations for kids 5 to 11. The vaccinations are today and Friday, the 28th of January. Vaccinations will start at 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the Lockhart Gymnasium located on the ASU campus. MPD is conducting a homicide investigation. This morning around 1 a.m., MPD and fire medics found 26-year-old Keith Mushad of Montgomery in the 4100 block of Carmichael Road with a fatal gunshot wound. If you have any information on this shooting, call MPD at 625-2831. Authorities in Wetumpka are looking for suspects in a fatal shooting that happened at 11 last night in the parking lot of the Wetumpka Walmart. Police found 42-year-old Centel Winston shot and killed in his vehicle. If you have any information that could help authorities, call the Wetumpka Police Department at 567-5321. I'm Ellen Seskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
We are getting stacked up on some requests, which is great. The Cronins, of North Carolina. I want to hear the OBGYN lady.
Okay.
We got Dr. Sigmund Azebo. We got rub some bacon on it. We got that stupid heel thing. But I wanted to play. I was only able to find one stand-up on my audio source featuring Louis Anderson, who passed away at the age of, what, 68?
68.
With his thoughts on the Cold Stone Creamery.
I love Cold Stone. I was dragged into there the other day, but it was, the door was open. But there's so much pressure when you walk into Cold Stone.
You want a cup or a cone?
Crush a cone up and put it in the cup.
What size you want?
Grand Canyon.
You want Butterfinger in there?
Yeah, and don't forget his sister, Baby Ruth.
You want us to crush a brownie on top?
Do it.
That'll be $85. I'll take it! Can I get a shoulder strap?
How'd you hurt your arm? Cookies and cream. I'm on a food plan now, you know, where they deliver the food to you every week. I'm up to next Wednesday.
Thank you. Good stuff. That reminds me, we took a show when he was a kid, and another youngster, who, remember Brianna? We were kind of big brother to her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Way back.
Yeah.
And so we took him, I think we went, I forget where we went, but we had, thought, let's get some yogurt. So we went to that place up by, on Vaughan Road.
Mm-hmm.
In that strip mall there near Taylor. So we go in and we, you know, get the cup and, you know, put various toppings on it. And we get to the checkout and she said, $17. This is for two. And I had like, I thought 14 or 15 in cash.
At most.
Probably had a credit card, but... Show is there, and he says, I got this.
Aww.
So he digs into his pocket, and he pulls out this cabbage of dollar bills. So he got the nickname Mr. Wad for that. So whenever we went somewhere together as a group, we were the Wad Squad. We all chased money around. I hope you found that story to be cute.
Adorable.
Thank you. All right, Rich's forecast, and then... Jolene Roxbury, who I heard from today. What did she have to say? It was something funny. It always is. Oh, that was about the guy that tried to steal a guitar by shoving it down his pants. He was one of our... I think he did with the Morning Maroon. And she sent me a line. Don't fret about that. It's how you steal a guitar. See, fret... Yeah, okay. Rich?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. This string of chilly days and very cold nights will continue for a while. I think we stay below average for the rest of the month. Tonight will be a cold one. I think the winds die down with the overnight low temperature down to about 28. Tomorrow, still very chilly. Mid to upper 40s is the best we'll do with plenty of sunshine on Saturday. And then we'll tease 50 degrees with more sun on Sunday. But that Sunday morning low will be the coldest at 24. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from. In fact, if it's the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region you're looking for, when you visit the Depot Furniture Gallery, you're going to fall in love with the rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors. They also have those rustic entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, accent consoles, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery. The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Hungover from holiday spending and now your vehicle needs some attention? Tire City and Automotive Service has the right tire and expert service to help you get the most bang for your buck. Right now through January 29th, get up to $200 off a set of Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires. We can also save you up to $100 off on other vehicle services. Visit Tire City and Automotive Service at our two locations, Atlanta Highway and Woodley Road. See store for details. Tire
City! The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keef and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon.
explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
Rub some bacon on it.
Attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, we were electrified this morning by the news that we've had yet a second murder just blocks from our building here. Not that our building is any more special than the people in it. But this is not a part of town where you expect to see this happen ever, much less twice in 4 days. Plus all the other murders that have happened since the first of the year. And our historic mayor needs to get off his ass and figure out a way to address this. I don't think these things happen if people believe they're going to get caught or there's a good chance that they'll run into a cop during that time. I just don't.
Like you said, and when they get caught, they're not going to be able to get bailed out of jail quite so easily.
Right.
Well, at least there's some bail here in New York and other places. There's none, and they're paying a terrible price for it because these people are getting out with no bail, and they're committing more crimes.
Yeah.
But in the seconds before we played this, I just read a story. They took the statue of Teddy Roosevelt from the American Museum of Natural History in Manhattan and pulled it out after it had been there for 80 years. You people are a-holes. You are 24-carat a-holes. That man did a lot for this country. He started the national park system. He preserved the land. Just because he wasn't thinking at your level. This is being done by certainly not a majority of opinions. Even in New York, where they just can't seem to help but screwing up. Look at their new mayor. Oh, my God. Makes Bill de Blasio look like George Washington.
They're not getting any pushback, Greg. That's what really upsets me. It's almost like, hey, we're taking this statue this week. Hey, next week we're going after that one.
Yeah.
And again, what is wrong with this Theodore Roosevelt statue that it's so offensive it has to be removed?
Oh, it represents colonialism. You know what? That's what was happening in the world at that time.
Right.
And in the centuries prior to that, colonialism's nothing new.
You represent colonialism. I do. We all do. Because if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be here.
The Romans. They were colonialists. They made it as far as Great Britain.
Right.
Thousands of years ago, it's been happening. And all your pissing and moaning ain't going to change it. So get over it. Quit trying to rewrite history. Shame on New York for allowing that to happen.
Yeah.
So they could shut down a whiny little bunch of piss ants. Sickens me. Just sick. That and the murders. I really believe there are things that could be done. But I believe there's an attitude among the thug element in this town that's, who's going to stop us? So far, they're right.
Right, exactly.
So far, they're right. MPD is still catching up to murders from last fall. Some that are going nowhere. Well, because they can't get cooperation from known witnesses because you don't do that. You break the code of honor when you do that.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah.
And honestly, we used to giggle about that, but that is a motto that a lot of people live by.
Yeah.
And that is just, you know.
It's very sad. It's really very sad to have this much in such a short period of time. We are actually ahead of Chicago per capita. Again. Somebody's got to take the bull by the horns here. We need a leader. We got somebody who's more interested in going to D.C. to curry favor there, or when can I be on MSNBC or CNN next, even though nobody's watching.
Right.
It's a bad joke on all of us. And you know what happens to towns when this becomes the reputation.
Well, honestly, Greg, a year ago, year and a half ago, we were heading for that. I mean, Montgomery had a reputation, and people were leaving Montgomery more than moving in. Now, that's changed, but it could change again.
You know, it's like we were talking to Jay Quinlan yesterday about this, this spike in crime. And, you know, she's like me. I love my city.
Right.
And I want to stay in it.
But at what price?
Yeah.
And for how long?
I mean, when I come to work, when I leave the house at 4:30 in the morning, you don't know who the hell's in the car next to you.
You don't.
And the police can't be everywhere, so you got to really be on your guard. Can't let your guard down. And now we have two dead bodies within a couple of blocks of this radio station. In a week. I don't know. We haven't heard anything in the news about motivation for those killings, what any of it was about.
Yeah.
And it'll just continue until we raise enough hell.
But that seems to be a thing, not just here in Montgomery, but other cities where they're having issues like that. The police stop commenting. They stop, instead of saying, you know, it's shocking we had a murder and we're getting this under control and we're investigating, we think we have a... They just stop. And you don't hear anything except for we had another murder. Don't know anything about it, but we had another murder.
Well, you know, isn't this the way... They explained away Obama's failures, and now with Biden, this is the new normal. No, it's not the new normal. It's not acceptable if that's the case. It's got to be changed. That's all I have to say on the matter. We want to get back to All Requests Friday.
We got some requests.
That I'm pissed off at that, taking that Roosevelt. What kind of balls does the new mayor of New York have to allow that? You can't take... Have you ever read a history book? Do you know anything about the legacy of that man? He's the guy that set aside Yellowstone and all these beautiful areas in the country that might otherwise have been settled and stripped bare.
Right.
For everybody to enjoy for eons past his lifetime. But because he didn't think like we do today, wasn't woke. It triggers me to know we have a statue of him there. Go fork yourselves, you brainless turds. Hey, everybody. Sometimes you need something done that involves electricity. A new ceiling fan, for example.
Yes.
Perhaps, like with us, we bought a Ring doorbell system, but we wanted it installed properly. We wanted security lighting on one side of our house where it was very dark.
Actually worked?
Yes. And we had security lighting in the front that didn't, and Mr. Electric came out and solved all the mysteries and did the installations. And to this moment, everything works just great. Our Ring doorbell system hasn't had any... And we've had it for like over 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So they do it right the first time, and when you get that level of expertise, that result, it's absolutely worth it. Plus, when Mr. Electric comes to your home to give you an estimate on a project, that's the price you're going to pay. They do that estimate at your convenience. If you want them there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, be there because they'll be there at 4. Same thing with installation. It's done at your convenience, whatever works. 245-1566. If you haven't had your fuse panel and wiring checked in a while, they'll do that for free. It's a great way to get acquainted with the certified master electricians at Mr. Electric, 245-1566. Wow, 4:40 already. Time flies when you're having fun.
Bye. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We're watching traffic build a little bit now. We are getting busy on East South Boulevard around Baptist Medical Center all the way down to Troy Highway. East Boulevard got some congestion between Vaughan, I-85, and on over to Atlanta Highway now. And we're getting more and more cars out of downtown on Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway. We've got I-65 and 85 looking real good through downtown Montgomery. No issues there. Keep it here for updates. Military Veterans, MCS, offers VA cash-out refinances up to 100% of the value of your home. 1 hour approvals, fast closings. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. MPD is conducting a homicide investigation. This morning around 1 a.m., MPD and fire medics found 26-year-old Keith Mushad of Montgomery in the 4100 block of Carmichael Road with a fatal gunshot wound. If you have any information on this shooting, call MPD at 625-2831. Authorities in Wetumpka are looking for suspects in a fatal shooting that happened at 11 last night in the parking lot of the Wetumpka Walmart. Police found 42-year-old Centel Winston shot and killed in his vehicle. If you have any information that could help authorities, call the Wetumpka Police Department at 567-5321. ASU and MPS are partnering with Alabama Department of Public Health to provide vaccinations for kids 5 to 11. The vaccinations are today and Friday, the 28th of January. Vaccinations will start at 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the Lockhart Gymnasium located on the ASU campus. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey, y'all, this is Becca.
And David from The Fantail. We want to thank everyone who has checked us out since hearing these ads on the radio.
We would also like to invite anyone who has not been to The Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse to bring your family out to dinner with us. We now have live music most Fridays and Saturdays and a full menu for all tastes, not just seafood lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or a scratch-made cocktail.
Remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts.
When you think dinner,
think Fantail, where we're always off the hook.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This string of chilly days and very cold nights will continue for a while. I think we stay below average for the rest of the month. Tonight will be a cold one. I think the winds die down with the overnight low temperature down to about 28. Tomorrow, still very chilly. Mid to upper 40s is the best we'll do with plenty of sunshine on Saturday. And then we'll tease 50 degrees with more sun on Sunday. But that Sunday morning low will be the coldest at 24. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So other than the fact I can hardly walk, I'm doing...
Oh, I knew. See, you can't go. You can't do it, can you? You just can't refrain from sharing your maladies with everybody. Needy, needy, needy. I said it yesterday. You've proved it.
So I'm so upset about this heel. I'm doing so well. My power walking, and I want to stop because I got a sore heel. What can I do?
Cue the music.
No, I mean...
No. If you're going to whine, you need the music.
Let me just tell you something.
Go ahead and get it all out.
Driving to the 24-hour Walgreens, because
yes.
Adams Drugs is not open overnight, unfortunately,
yes.
Is an adventure in this town. Meet some interesting people.
And why were you going to Walgreens?
Because I needed...
In the middle of the night, in the wee hours of the morning.
Something I could stick in my shoe that would give me some cushion.
Oh. And did that help? No?
No.
Oh, my poor little soldier.
You know, I'm putting creams and salves and...
Oh, no.
Pungent smelling
two
pain.
Two old goats.
Todd, good morning.
Hey, Todd.
Morning, how are y'all?
Good, how are
We're
you?
Just good. Well, actually, Greg has this heel thing going on.
Oh, wait a minute. Since you brought that up.
Oh, wait, that's, yeah.
Jay, I need you to...
That's what I'm calling about.
I need you are?
Yes, I am. Greg, my younger brother was in the Marine Corps, and with all the hiking and all that they do, they have sore feet, and he told me the advice that he got to take care of it, and just go to your nearest grocery store and go to the paper goods aisle, and, you know, the styrofoam plates, the disposable plates,
Yeah.
Find those and look on the top shelf. There'll be a box of straws. Take one out, suck it the hell up. That's what my brother was told by his drill instructor when he thought he broke his ankle.
I'm only silent because I'm busy writing all this advice down. Sounds like we already have something for best of 2015.
I believe we have a box of straws in the kitchen. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Now, hold on. Jay's going to give you the number for Mary with microphones so you can call and entertain them sometime, too.
I bet they don't whine. Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to do the show anymore.
Man.
Sorry, Greg. That was a benefit to the show. I'm sorry.
I think the pain threshold has reached a level now where I should go seek medical treatment immediately.
I thought we were about to get some weird remedy. You take that styrofoam and you rub it all over yourself, and that'll heal your endorphins and make your mystical...
Coast to coast.
When he said styrofoam plates, I'm starting to think, okay, I'm going to trace the pattern of my shoe on the styrofoam, and I'll cut out, and the styrofoam will cushion the heel. That sounded like...
I had no idea.
Oh, that was absolutely... priceless. Todd, that was great.
Do call us again in 2016.
And the delivery was so perfect. Oh, my goodness.
All right, she's been fired, so let's not worry about anything she had to say.
Craig.
Just kidding. Here's Soldier Boy. Yes.
Hey, Greg, let me ask you a question. We're all concerned about COVID and everything. I think the mayor ought to give us some Kevlar vest as a mandate to wear around Montgomery. So let me get this straight here. We got somebody shot and killed down at Bama Lanes.
Yeah.
Then we had one in Wetumpka last night.
Yep. They got a picture of the suspect out. He looks like somebody that would...
be up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
He's not ready somebody to kill, yeah. You'd want to see your daughter take out, nope. That's for sure.
No, sir.
We want to break bread with him, huh?
Mm-mm.
And then, let's see, we had one, Carmichael. I heard you guys said on Carmichael Drive the other night.
Two this week. Last one, night. I believe it was Tuesday, and one today.
Yeah, one on one into Carmichael, one on the other.
Yeah.
We got more people dying around the local Tri-County area from bullets versus COVID.
Well, yeah. Because when you're shot and you're dead, there's no recovering. There's no vaccine for that.
That's right. That vaccine. Hey, Greg, can you do me a favor? Do you have a Chinese wiener for us?
I can find it. I appreciate the call. Look who's here. It's Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
What a week, huh?
Yeah, really. Sickening.
Why is it that four-day weeks feel longer?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Well, it wasn't a four-day week for us, so it feels like just a regular
week. It
wasn't
for me either. I actually worked Monday, but it just felt, like a longer week. I guess it's because I had to watch, Biden lie for 2 hours, then Jen Psaki continually lie after trying to clean up all the messes that he made. But it's a clown show today. I saw her, she was on the spew, and basically got confronted with, well, if your voting reform didn't pass, then how can we have any confidence in the election results next year? Because that's what y'all were saying, right? And she literally gives an answer that, you know, for people who are angry and pissed off and mad, they need to take up kickboxing.
Yeah, or go get a margarita.
Is that what passes for what's coming out of the White House?
Arrogance.
Yeah.
It is amateur hour at the White House. And I got to tell you, I kind of like it because people are really seeing what a dumpster fire this is.
And what do they have in the backup? They've got the cackling hyena.
Right.
Nobody wants her. Pete Buttigieg, get out of here. He's probably still on maternity leave. He's probably breastfeeding his pets.
Ron Klain has destroyed that White House, yeah. The chief of staff.
Well, but who's giving him instructions?
Well, Joey says that is the president, default president.
He is.
Yeah, but above and beyond him.
I'm a total bumbling idiot. Yeah.
That jerk is still around.
Who was the woman, the Iranian woman that was the advisor to President Obama? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That was...
Ron Klain has the same type Bengali influence over, over Biden. He's running. He's a huge leftist. And so that's what's driving the entire agenda. And he's going down in the 20s, even in favorable Democrat polls. Right. He's already in the. I know he's in the 20s.
There's no doubt.
He can't even. He only pulled a 28% approval rating among Hispanics.
Yeah.
I mean, don't tell me that this guy is still in the 40s. He's not.
I don't believe that.
You know, and I've seen a lot of really good polling analysis, and I think that's why a lot of the. A lot of the mainstream press now has made up their mind that he's damaged goods and they're going to have to get him out of there because they're turning on him. You know, it's true. Most of the questions that were asked at the press conference were, you know, mediocre, but they weren't. Not a whole lot of them were softballs.
No.
And he made stupidest unforced errors about Russia. I mean, my God.
Only a minor incursion. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's like I was only slightly pregnant.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Good.
I mean, it's just stunning. But I mean, the sad thing about it, Greg, that kind of comment and his other actions, you know, involving foreign policy have staggering consequences for the world. They do. You know, if Russia goes in and triggers a war, you know, it's not going to be good. Even if it's a short-lived war or whatever, the instability that war creates, and you're going to have Brandt on later. Ask him what the market... I mean, the market's trashed right now. I mean, it's... The NASDAQ is, you know, obviously in correction territory, and it's still going down, you know.
Hey, here's some good news, though. Out of Loudoun County, Virginia, the chief of staff for their school district has been fired after a still-secret investigation into sexual assaults was covered up and hidden from parents. And I hope the father of that daughter who was raped by a he, she, or whatever the hell you call him, that he sues.
He has a valid 1983 action, a state action. I mean, I do this stuff for a living, right? Yeah. So, you know, because for certain, the superintendent who resigned, or the chief, or whatever his position was, he violated and committed a felony. There is a state reporting requirement, and it's punishable by it's a felony, right?
Well, you can tell he's another one of those people that was appointed because he checked off boxes for the Democrats.
Oh yeah, well, you know, my son and my daughter-in-law live in Loudoun County, so I get all the scoop on this stuff. You know, yeah,
they got a great governor there now, and I'm impressed.
That's the AG there is open to that investigation, and you're going to start seeing the rats jump from the ship because probably if they can show that all those board members had knowledge, they can all go to jail.
Good.
So
I'd love to see it.
You guys have a great weekend. I would like to hear Elvis Anonymous.
We haven't played that in a long time. We'll be happy to do it, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right. Okay, so we've got some requests stacked up here. What was the one I just pasted in? Oh, the fruitcake lady. Somebody wants to hear the fruitcake lady. Rosie hates it, but we're going to play it anyway. Not because we don't want to acquiesce. There's stuff I don't like that we play, too. I'm kind of tired of it. Georgia Floors Direct has avoided inflation anticipating price increases, Georgia Floors Direct committed to huge buys at a lower cost last year, direct from hard surface manufacturers and top quality carpet mills. The containers and truckloads have arrived, and all of this was locked in at a price prior to this ridiculous inflation we're dealing with. In fact, all at last year's prices. Thousands and thousands of square feet ready for your home or business right now. Many styles and colors of carpet under $1 a square foot. Water-resistant, ever-popular luxury vinyl plank flooring from $299 to $359 a square foot. Hardwood flooring from $299 a square foot. Local competition, we got them beat. You know, this is everything's at a wholesale price. They have their own team of installers, and the experience is made even better by Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of flooriers to help you navigate, find the flooring you want with the budget you're working with. And by the way, you can do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers at Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969 on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Speaking of the Boulevard, let's check traffic with Skipper at 5.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, we have two new accidents. The first one on the Eastern Boulevard, if you're traveling from Vaughn Road up to I-85, this is going to be right between Haskell and Woodmere. Use caution there. We've got another accident on Taylor Road. If you're traveling from I-85 down to AUM, it's right at East Drive at the entrance to AUM Montgomery. Please use caution there. We've got a little bit of a traffic backup because of that one. Busy all over the city this afternoon. Get your Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. They're on the East Boulevard, or you can shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer, it's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
So ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing.